Joining me now is Upperman Bees baseball head coach Wes Shanks. Coach, obviously you guys are preparing for the postseason right now. Over the last couple of games of regular season, what were some things that stuck out to you based on how you saw your team perform?
Well, there's been some it's been very positive. Right now we're on a 3-game win streak. We've had 2 home stints with a senior night and a difficult travel game against a CAK team. And the guys have they put their best foot forward. And that's evident with the 3 wins. And any coach can only ask for his players to be playing their hardest and be most effective when the tournament begins. And so we've had 2 other rainouts this week, which has changed our mindset for the district tournament starting Thursday. And I believe the boys are up to the task.
I know that obviously everybody wants to play, that nobody loves rainouts, but is there a silver lining there that at least, you know, the guys get a little bit of a breather, a little bit of rest heading into such an important time of the year?
You can take that, you know, both directions. We want to play. And due to last year not having a season, I kind of see it in the boys' eyes. They enjoy being out there. They want to play as many games as possible. It's fun. And so rainouts, that's part of baseball. It's always going to be a part of baseball. It's difficult to manage that for facilities and coaches. But sure, I mean, you can take that to a positive and say, hey, that gives our pitchers a few more days off. It gives us some opportunities to get in the batting cage and work on a few mechanics and home in our skills just a little bit. So, and that's what we've done the last couple of days to prepare for this Thursday.
Obviously, as postseason starts and games start to mean a little bit more, how much more important do the fundamentals become? I know I've talked to a couple coaches, and they've said that that's sometimes what they focus on more when, you know, you've got the off days in between games in the playoffs. How much more important does that become, though, in the postseason?
It just becomes you've got to focus on those repetitions. All season long, we've stressed preseason, early season, midseason, the fundamentals, the plays, the skills, the baseball knowledge. And at this point in the year, you've played the game, you understand your responsibilities, and you have to just go ahead and be able to play and it be second nature. So there's no adding new plays. There's no creating new mechanics, pitching or hitting. It's just making sure you've got your best foot forward, making sure that you're prepared mentally as well as physically, and not making too many adjustments, just keeping them moving forward.
Coach, you mentioned that 3-game winning streak earlier. I feel like this team's played pretty consistently well all year long. How much of a believer are you in the idea of peaking at the right time, and do you feel like this team is peaking at the right time right now?
Well, I sure hope so. I believe I can see in the boys' eyes they're becoming more focused later in the season. They're starting to understand all the aspects or the terminologies that the coaching staff have presented them all season long. It's things are starting to click, and you could see that in the last several games. Now, the consistency part is we have been up and down this year. We haven't been this straight consistent, and that's due to many factors throughout the year. Again, I think part of that is last year a lot of teams haven't played a full season at all, so you have these trial early games in the year, and everybody's just now getting comfortable. And I'm hoping, and I believe we will be, our team could be more comfortable than the other team. And that's going to be who is going to be able to take away the win for that game, is who can be effective, who can be most comfortable and execute to the best of their ability to win that game. Because, you know, district time, it's, you know, ours is double elimination, but it's the mindset of win or go home.
Coach, we've talked about pitching all year long for this team, and I feel like especially in these last couple of games, we've really seen, again, just this, some of your pitchers really just step up. I know that Thomas Enzer had a really, really good outing against White County where he pitched 5 shutout innings and a mercy rule win. How important to all of your pitcher success, and looking at all of it, it seems like this sticks out, how important is efficiency? Is having those quick 1-2-3 innings, is having those innings where you're not having to labor a lot, how important is that? Has that been to the success of your pitchers this year?
Oh, that's been paramount. When pitchers end up up and down innings and they take too much time, too many pitches, it kind of affects the rest of the team, because baseball is hard to stand out there and just wait for a ball. You've got to have a good flow, our pitchers have done a great job this year between our top four or five guys as starters. They get in, they get their work done. They're efficient and effective with their pitches. It keeps the rest of our team into it. When that momentum on the top side of the lineup carries over to the at-bats, it makes your team that much better. The game clicks, and it creates a sense of urgency and smoothness with the games. So it keeps our guys into it. So having pitchers to understand what their responsibility is to get in and out, short innings, and allows our bats to get some runs, and that allows the pitcher to be more comfortable. So they both, between hitting and pitching, they feed off one another, and that's got to be something that is definitely paramount when it comes to the district tournament stand.